it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So what's that scenario?
Here we go. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from the big story of the day. We'll get back into some of what Raheem Morris had to say coming out of the nice win over the Vikings on Sunday night. Brandon Adams going to join us at 1:20 to talk some Georgia football and college and SEC football in general. We'll get to an AMA an hour from right now.
Oh, man. We're getting some news out of Carolina. They're giving Xavier Leggett the vote of confidence. We have all the confidence in the world in him, says his coach. Damn.
You know what that means.
Yep.
Big Sunday loading.
Big Sunday, yeah.
Here it comes.
And he kind of, I just figured my teammates and my coach that gave me all the confidence in the world to go out there and do that.
Because that's the thing. As soon as he has a great game,
yeah, man,
microphones are going to be all over the place. he's going to describe it in some unusual way.
Mythical way.
Yeah, and you're going to see it everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah. See? So we're not out of the woods yet.
No.
One win doesn't change all that. You still fear the worst every single time you go into one of these. And hopefully the Falcons defense can make the Panthers offense look the way that they have in the first couple weeks of this season. But that always makes me weird.
Yeah,
too.
Man.
I'm like, oh, great. So they're due then. Yeah. You know,
it seems like, but not. They are. They should not lose this game to Carolina. Nope. They should not. They should not. I know they play bad up there or whatever. They should not lose this game. But, yep. I mean, they played – I was just looking back at their last game against Arizona. Like, they played well. You look at how Bryce played. They threw the ball 55 times. And that's not something you want him back there doing. And lost by only 5 points. But then go back, how good is Arizona? I don't know.
Arizona's been a mystery to me every year for the last – every year Kyler's healthy.
Yeah.
It's like they could beat anybody if he has a great game,
but,
or they could also lose to anybody at any time. And then they always have really good defensive players that you forget are there.
Right.
And then you find out about them when they get hurt.
Like damn.
It seems like it's always
oh, he's there. Like Clance Kembler.
Right.
I think he closed the game out with a sack.
That's
Andy.
Crazy.
Yeah. Calais closed the game out with a sack.
When Calais Campbell signed here and got his 100th sack,
he was done.
It was like, okay, you know, awesome to have him on the team. Big milestone. Now he rides off into the sunset. That's 2 years ago. Now.
Yes.
He's played on a couple teams since then.
Yes. Yeah, man.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Every day, 12:45, the back page with Bo. Hello, Bo.
Shout out to Do Your Homework as we, the fantasy draft, fantasy league team, Coca-Cola Fantasy Falcons that Andy and I are in with Josh and AJ after a pretty crappy week one loss. We battle back in week two. We are the number one point scorers in the league.
Look at that.
16-team league.
Putting the league on
notice.
Nobody
scored more than 142 points this year or this week.
Except us.
So, yeah, man, great contributions by Lamar with 33 points, CMC with 20, Rome with 30, and Spencer Schrader, the kicker who we picked up after Youngway Koo, was not dismissed. But
oh, did we
benched.
Have Youngway Koo on our team?
We drafted him, yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. That was the last pick of the
– Forgot about that.
Damn.
Hey, man, it's all good. Spencer Schrader.
It's all good.
Good, like 20 points in week one, Colts rookie kicker.
Wow.
Which is crazy. You just can't make a 44-yard field goal? Come on, man. He gets 18 this week. So, yeah. There we go.
That's
nice
the
upgrade.
Crazy thing about kickers in the NFL, right? Because, like, you know, everybody's favorite college team or – rival or whatever has had a really good kicker over the last handful of years, and then you never hear from him again. And then all these best kickers in the league, like Brandon Aubrey, didn't even play college football.
No,
he played soccer.
Yes,
and then he was like, "Oh, I think I could do that."
Mm-hmm.
And now he's the best kicker we've ever seen.
His wife was like, "Hey, you can miss a kick. Like that guy just missed a kick.
It's outrageous."
And then he's like, "Yeah, let's go give it a shot."
Yeah, man, he hit a 64 yard game tying field goal to send it to overtime, and that wasn't even his career long.
No, dude got a leg.
What is the record now? Is it 66 right now? Because it was 63
forever.
Remember Jason Elam, and there was one Dempsey maybe before that?
Dempsey had it. And then Elam broke it.
And then it was,
or tied it.
It was the record still for
was
a long
Greg,
time.
Was it Zerline?
Might have been 66. Zerline. And it is 66. Who is it that did that?
Was it Justin Tucker in 21?
Justin Tucker. Okay. somebody's going to hit a 70-yard field goal.
Yeah,
one of these days.
Yeah, man.
These guys' legs are—they're crazy.
Especially when you talk about where we're just talking about the controlled climate and all that things.
Exactly.
Yes. Remember, we saw the one in preseason, right?
Oh yeah. That's right. Little or something like that from Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, hit a 70-yarder in a preseason game.
So while we're on the subject of kickers, and this was done intentionally. Now we did have some history last night. But let's face it, we're all just children here on this show, and I couldn't go without mentioning this guy's name in any given opportunity.
So here we go, Dicker. After this kick will be the most accurate kicker in NFL history. It is a 38-yarder from the right hash. And this kick is right down the middle and good. And with that, Cameron Dicker now has made 94 of his 100 kicks.
Wow.
In his NFL career.
That's a hell of a streak, man.
That really is pretty good.
That is a hell of a
The amount of fantasy football team names that you can think of with this guy on your team is amazing. But what, I pick him on as many teams as
that is. But that 97 of what? 94 out of 100?
94 out of 100.
That's pretty incredible.
That's pretty damn good.
Because I remember Youngway was like 89% through his first couple seasons, and it was one of the best in NFL history. So that's obviously 94.
I think, didn't he, for a week, break just Justin Tucker's accuracy.
For like two the next week.
And
what is the best fantasy football team name involving his name that you have?
Well, there's Big Energy, obviously. Okay, yeah, you know, sure. You could take his last name, put down behind it, and it just is funny. You know,
hardly know her. Hardly know her. That works with my last name too.
It does.
Bunker. Yeah. Hardly know her.
It's crazy how it is the guy's last name, and I still just feel weird about saying it on the radio.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Cameron Dicker. You're allowed to say it. It's his last name.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say the fantasy football team names, though. They just sound too much
You probably made a good choice on that.
So, y'all, we're talking about Tom Brady's little fantasy football league. So, the Fanatics Flag Football Classic happening March 21st of 2026, so next spring. So, y'all were saying how you didn't think that there would be some – or there would be – lash out or brush back if there were some NFL players. There are NFL players listed to be participating. Saquon, CeeDee Lamb, Myles Garrett, Sauce, CMC, Max Crosby. There will be three teams in this tournament coached by Kyle Shanahan, Pete Carroll, and Sean Payton.
Oh, I didn't realize NFL coaches were involved, too. Oh. Yeah.
And Tom Brady is supposedly playing in this flag football tournament.
He can't let it go.
You think Tom Brady is trying to compete in 2028?
No.
Flag football in the Olympics?
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe.
Or this tournament, maybe.
I didn't realize
that. No, but he wouldn't be a good flag football quarterback. They want him to be able to.
Yeah. They do need to be able to run around.
They're going to straight snatch his flag.
Yeah.
His old ass.
Yeah, that's wild. So they're – okay.
Yeah, whatever, man. I didn't realize that there were NFL coaches in it, too. I thought it was just players.
Those guys must be getting so much money.
I'm talking about Andy.
To be a part of this
They're probably getting their salary.
Like –
For one game.
Like, seriously.
Yeah.
I'll bet, yeah.
Right.
Seeing as how it's taking place on Riyadh season.
Yes.
The big celebration.
Yes.
Yep.
So, speaking of celebrations.
Get used to it. They're going to have all of the sports before it's over.
LSU celebrated Saturday after beating Florida. I'm sure you all heard the rant that Brian Kelly went on when asked the wrong questions by a reporter in Baton Rouge. So, I almost was mad that he walked this back. Like, look, I kind of agree with what he was trying to say, just not how he said it, you know? Because they did just win the game by 10, and it did look like they were managing the game to win it. So here's his apology.
Before I get to the game in Southeast Louisiana, I want to go back to the press conference after the game. I've texted with Mike and offered my apology to him for the way I handled the questioning. Yeah. I think it's important to
Mike's
understand that my standards relative to how we work with the media on a day-to-day basis need to be higher.
Coach Kelly apologized to me. My story at 6.
Man. Right, exactly.
The apology.
There's no way in the hell that he ain't write some column or something.
Oh, this is content for him, for sure.
Hey, man. We apologize too much.
It's a lot of apologies.
A lot of apologies now.
Yeah.
A lot of apologies.
Like,
we know who you are.
You meant what you said.
He did.
So deal with it.
He did. Yeah.
They're not going to fire you.
Now, I don't know what the relationship is, obviously, between the reporter and the coach. It seems like there has to be some animosity between two of them, because I went and listened to it.
Yeah.
All he said, all he asked him was, he said, I don't even remember.
With the offense.
No, he didn't even say struggle.
Started.
He did not say that. He said
something about the run game.
He said, tell us about your offense or something like that.
Yeah, you mean tell us about my offense?
Right.
Mike, you watched the game, didn't you?
Right.
But he did say what's wrong with the offense or something that alluded to something.
The only part I heard was it was pretty bare bones. Like, you know.
It's a pretty damn apology, man.
He alluded to a problem.
Did he? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So speaking of problems, I don't know why a Memphis head coach would choose to be taking just random shots at Kirby Smart in the Georgia football program. Seeing as how they don't even play each other this season, because Abe just found this one on the internet 10 minutes ago.
That's exactly why.
Well, but I was thinking maybe this is something you say the week leading up to a game because you're going to be asked about it. You know you're going in there to get your ass kicked anyway. So here's Ryan Silverfield on his podcast this morning.
We do this all the time, but generally on a Sunday afternoon when we meet with the team, we do two things, and we always start off with not our standard. We always start with a negative. And the not our standard is Georgia wide receiver – right, arrested for driving 900 miles per hour over the speed limit, right? That's a weekly occurrence. So that's one of those, like, we'll show.
Who is this?
The head coach of the Memphis football.
That's
the head
Silverfield.
Coach?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
On his own podcast.
Wow.
So he starts off his team with a negative and a positive. The negative just happens to be about Georgia speeding tickets.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Well, I was wondering what he was going to say about the football team.
Yeah.
Because that wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to criticize them.
Yeah.
There have been a lot of guys getting in trouble for speeding.
Damn sure has.
Yeah.
But, has a head coach of a team say that about
– Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
Kind of weird. But his name is Satisfied?
Silverfield.
Yeah, him too.
So the Masters has found another new home. So now Thursday and Friday broadcast from 1 o'clock to 3 p.m. will be now on Amazon Prime.
Really?
So you're going to have Amazon Prime – for parts, Paramount Plus for parts, CBS for parts, and ESPN for parts. Talk about having a dance all around the streaming world.
Like, this thing going to be split up all over the damn
place. Like everything else is about to be five different homes for the Masters now throughout the weekend.
If it gets us to the point where we can watch all the golf, because it was so frustrating for years that like you couldn't watch. And then the Masters app finally gave you access to a lot of it. But like, you know, I want to watch Tiger play 72 holes. Back in the day, like obviously now he's not playing, but you know what I mean.
I got a question for you, real quick. Do you have your Tiger app, right?
Tiger app?
I thought you like when you track where Tiger's going.
Oh, I follow people on social media that are like Tiger trackers.
Okay,
or whatever.
Yeah. I thought you don't have one though, right?
I don't have what?
The Tiger tracker.
You don't have your own plane tracker.
Well, there's a guy who I follow on Twitter whose Twitter handle is Tiger Tracker.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime Tiger does something, he'll tweet.
Oh, okay. I thought it was an actual like.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I mean, but there's nothing to track.
Yeah, like, no, that's why I was asking. I was like,
sure. still
and when you said Tiger, I was like, damn, is Tiger? Where's he at?
But that's what it was frustrating like 15 years ago when you wanted to watch him play and you had to wait till the coverage started at 1 o'clock and then you got like 3 hours. It was like, well, he's done. I wanted to watch him play this morning. Now at least you get to watch the majority of the golf, but yeah, you have to have four different apps.
They're taking a big slice of the during the day part that's really never on any channel. So.
I know. The Masters is, they do whatever they want.
Yep.
And they continue to do so.
I think the biggest thing for me, I think it was 2 years ago, was when I was watching the Masters. And then, like, when you go to ESPN Plus, they show you different groups, which that was a cool.
That's fun.
That was fun right there.
The feature
I like that
group
part.
Thing is awesome.
I like that part.
Yeah. No, that's really cool. And they're getting, I think now you can pretty much watch everything.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You just have to do it on four different places now. Because most of these tournaments, like, you know, like PGA Championship, US Open, whatever, first guy tees off, it's on. And then they're on until the last guy tees off. Masters, like, we don't do it like that.
It's for the Masters.
We'll put it on when we want. You guys will find it.
You'll find something to do.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.